I'm here with Janet Adkisson, who is currently wrapping up her year as president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. We just wrapped up the wonderful President's Dinner and a week of meetings and networking with farm broadcasters from across the country. Janet, how has this week been for you?
It has been a busy week for us, but it's also at the same time a great week. You know, the convention only comes around once a year, and for some of us, it's the only time that we get to see some of our fellow broadcasters from other parts of the country. Many of us located in certain parts of the country come across each other on a regular basis at various events, but for the entire nation of broadcasters to come together once, this is a unique experience on an annual basis, and it's great.
I've heard that many refer to this event as coming home to Kansas City and convention. And is that how it feels for you every year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever you come into the West, and I don't know what the aroma is that the West End pumps into the air system, but you walk in the doors and that you know that you're in the West End. And so it's a great experience. The staff is always very hospitable, and we all know where we're going, typically. We may have a room or two that we have to ask where the directions are, but for the most part, we know the layout of the space that we're taking up, and so it's pretty easy for us to get around and find one another when we need to.
You mentioned the staff. I think it was at the luncheon on the first day when one of the staff members was recognized for 50 years of service to the Westin, and he's been here for numerous conventions. I'm sure it's really neat to bring that atmosphere back and bring the convention back to the Westin every year. How has the last year been for you? What are the projects that you've loved working on? And I'm sure this position has its ups and downs, but probably more highs for you.
Absolutely. The last year has been just spectacular. The board of directors, it's a great bunch of people to work with. And I know every time you're on a board, most often you connect with those people, and everybody says it, but you know, it's true, and it's true for a reason, because you always spend that time with those broadcasters trying to focus efforts on a similar focused direction. And that's what we as broadcasters have done here over the last year. And we've had a lot of fun, and we've had some highs and there's lows, but that's come and go with the territory.
Where do you see the organization, the association, moving forward over the next year? What projects have you guys started that you're excited to see new leadership keep working with?
Well, there's many things that come to mind. We launched the NAFB Media Planner, which is a tool to help anyone looking to reach rural America, to reach anybody involved in agriculture, find those entities that can help them make it happen. So all of our NAFB member stations, our member networks, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, are featured on this media planner. And it's kind of a big flag to tell you who in this media industry is truly dedicated to the agriculture industry. And that NAFB media planner is just, it's certainly a sense of pride for the organization moving forward, and we hope that more people will check it out and use it. We've got links to it, of course, at NAFB.com, and offers just some insight on our NAFB member stations and networks. Also, in addition to that, one of the things that we've done in recent years is grow our NAFB student membership. And it's gone from being below 10 in the single digits to being about 70 student members now. And, you know, we've done a lot of outreach efforts. We've brought students into our annual convention with the idea that we know that there are students out there who want to be in communications, whether it's you want to be on the radio or you want to be on TV. If you want to be in broadcasting or communications, or maybe you want to work in an ad agency or for a company involved in agriculture, we're all connected. We're all intertwined. But let's get that relationship going between us now and start that networking opportunity and help these young people learn from the farm broadcasters who tell the story on a regular basis so they can continue to tell the story no matter where they end up.
Janet, I know that you've worked hard to forge your path within the industry, and you've worked very hard to be where you're at now. And part of that story and your time working in broadcasting was partially influenced by your brother, as you mentioned at dinner. What kind of advice or words of wisdom do you have to share with the student delegates that are at convention this week?
I can say this to the student delegates, and I can say this for any young person who's just looking forward into the industry, any industry, honestly. One of the things I told myself many, many years ago is I would consider opportunities as they came along. Sometimes those opportunities present themselves in I'm not ready to do that, or I don't know that I want to do that in that kind of a scenario, but always consider it. Sometimes things come your way and it's time for you and you just don't think it's time, but give it a consideration. You don't have to say yes. You don't have to say no, but at least give it an actual consideration and keep your options open, because sometimes you keep your window a little bit more narrow than you should. And so keep looking beyond what you think you're capable of, because you're capable of a lot more.
That I couldn't agree more with what you just said, to just take advantage of those opportunities. We just wrapped up the dinner in your honor for the work that you've done, and I know you're continuing to serve until the end of the year. How was it for you having so many people who you look up to stand up and really truly commend you for the work that you've done over the past year?
It was great. It was great. And what fun it was as well, too. You know, we're a pretty lighthearted bunch and we have a good time. Put us all in a room without windows and we'll still find a way to entertain ourselves in one way or another. And so that's kind of what any meeting with this group of people is. And to come together on an event that technically honors me, but to me it's more of an honor of the association and highlighting the association and the association's compliments. It's spectacular. And then to have my family and my former FFA advisor be right there as part of that, that's just icing on the cake.
It was truly phenomenal hearing you share about those opportunities. And I really would like to say thank you for your dedication to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Do you have anything else that you would like to add about your time as president?
You know, I don't think anything specifically comes to mind other than if you're not familiar with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, I encourage you to check it out. Learn a little bit more. Whether you've got a young person in your family, in your community that you know is interested in agriculture communications, introduce them to NAFB. Maybe you are a farmer that's looking for an outlet. We've got so many across the country that offer quality information, and they're fun, friendly, nice people as well, too. Also, as far as businesses, agribusinesses in the industry also, keep those outlets in mind when it comes to trying to spread your word and spread the communication that you want to put out there. We know that so much of our population are generations removed from the farm. And because of that, the number of farm broadcast outlets is not what it was 40 years ago. And that's because a lot of times those folks are so many generations removed from the farm, they don't remember the value of what that is. So let those local broadcast outlets know that this is something that you need, something that you want, and communicate that to them, and then support them and support that broadcaster in that desire to share that information.
Okay, Janet, one last question. You've had a very busy week, last couple of days, a lot of late nights and very early mornings, as you've been working to provide value to everybody attending the convention. Your favorite moment this week, what was it?
I think my favorite moment, I mean, so many favorite moments, again, just seeing people that I only get to see once a year is always a highlight. But for this year specifically, the opportunity to have my family here and also to have my former FFA advisor here and let them know that and see that what they have done through their life has contributed to accomplishments that others have made. And I think to share that with them and let them know that even though I'm sure there's many a days that they've beat their heads against a wall, they've had some highs and lows and met very many headaches. They're still having a positive influence. We're all having a positive influence on this world if we just make the effort to do so.
Again, that was Janet Adkisson coming to you from the 2014 Trade Talk. She's wrapping up her year as president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and this is Taylor Truckee.